Good morning, audio boom. It's Paul Hopkins, VR Podcasting. Today is the referendum in Ireland on the equality bill. I've been listening to it from afar, really, because I'm not living in Ireland. Fundamentally, I think it's going to be a yes vote. If it isn't a walk in the park for the yes vote, then I don't know what they've done wrong, really. I have only heard arguments really for yes, I have to say. The counter-arguments for no have not really been heard, in my opinion, from a sort of a long-distance perspective, because they've just been bumbling. Bruce Arnold was the latest one that I heard talking to a panel, with a panel of experts, you know, other debaters, and just failed miserably. He was talking more about the fact that an ex-minister shouldn't have been commenting on the bill at all, because her office or previous office should prohibit her from doing that. And the counter-argument was put, well, you don't tell her that she can't talk about finance, for which she has a great deal of insight, do you? And nothing he could really argue with about that. The other one was arguing about the mural that was on the side of the council building in Dublin. And really, you know, talking about a point of principle about planning permission and things like this, it's just not won any favours, I don't think. And plus, I think most people are just, well, live and let live. And as Paul Armani Dot said, well, it doesn't have anything to do with you anyway. It's not affecting your life. And I think that's what most people will conclude. And therefore, as I said, the yes should be a walk in the park, really. I don't know, but I do believe that there are other elements to the bill that people, I haven't heard conversation around. So I would think it would be a shame if the two sides having a conversation haven't really talked about other elements of the bill that might be as pressing or concerning as anything around equality in marriage. I don't know, because I'm not there in Ireland, but I think that the bill would have other parts to it. We're not just talking about a one-page document, I wouldn't have thought. But yeah, good luck, and as I said, I'm pretty sure it'll be a yes vote. I'm not even sure why it's a vote at all, to be quite honest. I suppose it's to appease the traditionalists that, or if you want to put it that way, the no voters then, that due process has taken place. But I don't really see why it needed to be a vote in the first place, to be honest. Particularly because, well, what does it matter? You know, it's not something that's necessarily going to affect your life. There was a whole debate around what one can say or do, maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's hard because there's been the recent case in Belfast, for example, where the shop owner got a fine for not making a cake for a gay person. Well, you know, so we should. I don't really see what the issue is there. I don't see how that affected his liberties. It's just, I suppose they felt they were being forced to do something that was against their belief. But, I mean, you're making a cake, it's going to get made anyway. You're in the business of making cakes. So, you know, you make the cake. So, yeah, it's been difficult, even with some of the stuff I've heard, to feel that a real debate has been had, but then that's just politics, isn't it? But good. I think well done to everyone for having the debate, I guess. And whether it was necessary or not, I don't know. Whether it was full in terms of the totality of the bill or not, I don't know. But I think in any event, it will be a yes, and that'll be that. Okay. I will speak to you all soon. and thanks for listening. And thank you to Paul for at least providing us with some sense of what's going on over there in Ireland with regards to the Equality Bill. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.